This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Thursday, April 3rd, 2014. Yes, it's a day early. Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast. But we're bringing some actual hot off the presses. Hasn't even done his conference call yet. News here at Gillette Stadium Thursday afternoon. Patrick Chung returning to New England after a year away from his NFL home. Spent last season with Chip Kelly, his college coach, in Philadelphia. And was released after the season and is now back. He has played 62 NFL games, 40 starts. I believe he started 10 of 12 last year with the Eagles. Obviously, we know he has some injury issues over the years, has battled different things, plays a pretty physical style that his body can't always withstand. Paul Perillo, this signing, where do we put it on the spectrum of he's going to start next to McCourty or he won't even make the team?
Most likely somewhere in between, but I would venture more closely toward the won't make the team. I think he's a depth signing, and I think he does have the opportunity to maybe be a third or fourth safety and at least have the ability to be part of the defense, unlike Nate Ebner or Tavon Wilson, guys that are safeties by name but generally just play special teams, haven't seen too many reps on defense. Chung has been a guy who has his role in the past here has been pretty big. He's been a regular starter, and then he left as a free agent. Can't seem to stay healthy, and I think that you just put it right. He's a guy who wants to play in a physical style, and I'm not sure his body type allows him to do that.
More than just making the roster, we had reports, I guess it was probably about a week, maybe 2 weeks ago now, that maybe Daron Harmon was being groomed for the job next to Devin McCourty, and that McCourty would be more the strong safety. Harmon might be the Logan Ryan. Daron Harmon getting bumped. Sorry, I got the Rutgers guys confused. Right. I confused the guy who plays safety with the guy who they want to play safety, Logan Ryan. Where do you think it fits in here? Is this something that would alter a plan? He mixes in, and I would add to that someone like me who's been a proponent of you have to draft a safety. Deion Buchanan's the perfect fit. Go get him. Does this change draft needs at all?
It doesn't to me, but you know what Bill Belichick thinks is a lot different generally than what we all think at times. So,
well said.
No, but I'm being serious. And you know, there's times that he thinks that you know, we all see a particular area of need, and he doesn't look at it that way. I mean, I think wide receiver was a situation last year that, you know, he sort of said, you know, we don't need to go out and get all the fancy shiny toys. We're just going to go and we'll draft a couple of kids and we'll plug in some veterans and maybe someone will work out. Now, that particular one I don't think worked out for him. I think wide receiver was lacking last year. But there's been plenty of examples of that where it's gone the other way, and we all thought that something was going to be a big issue, and it turned out that it wasn't. This might be one of those. I feel like they have a need there for a frontline starting caliber safety. I don't think Patrick Chung is that. I'm not sure Daron Harmon is that, but I'm not willing to close the door on that. I saw some things that I liked last year as a rookie, and I'd be curious to see him, you know, in year two to see if he makes that improvement that a lot of those young guys make. Personally, I'd like to see them draft a guy like you had talked about, you know, getting a solid physical safety, say in round two or three,
like Deion Buchanan.
That's athletic and can cover some ground and also lend some physical presence to the back line.
Regardless of the job, Patrick Chung, home again, signs with the Patriots today.
Yeah.
There will be a transcript, conference call, everything you need on Patriots.com later. But right now on Patriots.com, and an interesting talk radio topic throughout the Boston area this week, a couple of quarterbacks at Gillette Stadium this week, Paul Perillo, draft prospects, high draft prospects. One Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, and Teddy Bridgewater reportedly at Gillette Stadium on Wednesday for official pre-draft visits. Teams are allowed to hold 30 pre-draft visits with prospects, and two of the Patriots used on quarterbacks who at some point, at least, were considered number one overall pick type guys in Bridgewater and Manziel. Paul, we do not have 2 hours like PFW in progress. Break it down in as few words as possible. I know that's a challenge for you sometimes, but give it to us straight.
I'm going to give it to you easy. I'll do it in very few words. I have absolutely no idea. Because I don't.
Back to you, Desk.
There's a lot of theories that have been thrown around. We talked about them a lot during our PFW. I was going to call it SPFW, but during PFW in progress. I'm not necessarily willing to shoot down any of them. I think it's probably just a fact-finding mission. I think he wants to get as much information on some of these guys. I know that many mock drafts have these guys going in many different places, and perhaps Belichick right now is looking at guys like Bridgewater and Manziel as legit possibilities. He's trying to learn a little bit more about them and figure out a little bit more about the draft in general. But in all honesty, Andy, I really don't have the faintest idea as to why top flight quarterback prospects would be among his 30 visits here, and two of them are here.
Regardless of Manziel, Bridgewater, Bortles, who they reportedly met with at Central Florida last week, regardless of those guys, will the New England Patriots draft a quarterback to add to the roster on either March 8th, March 9th, or May 8th, May 9th, May 10th?
Yes.
Which day?
I believe they will. My guess would be on the 10th.
So you think a late-round quarterback to develop as a backup potentially for Tom Brady and who knows what beyond that?
I do.
I agree with you. I think they will draft a quarterback. I've said, you know, I think maybe you just need to get a backup as the Ryan Mallett era comes to an end here somehow, some way. At the very least, he's going to be a free agent next spring. And to have a guy in here that maybe you can kind of mold for a year before he takes over the backup job would probably be beneficial to the team in 2015. And who knows what the guy can become after that. I am of the belief that I would be really surprised if Bridgewater, Manziel are draft considerations for the Patriots.
I would be too.
They are considering their impact on the draft and how it all unfolds and other teams and trades and all that. But I would be surprised if either of those guys were really being considered to be a draft pick here in New England.
Yeah, I'm right with you. I just don't see it. I don't see the, Fred likes to say, if they love one of these guys, I wouldn't be surprised to see them take him at 29. Well, there's two things. First of all, even if they did love one of these guys, I would still be surprised if they took him at 29. But
the window's closing. You got to give Brady weapons.
My overriding factor as to why I don't think it's going to happen is because I don't think that you could love one of these guys.
Right.
I think there's too much fluctuation as to where the value is with all three of them. Some people think that they're worthy of top 10. Some people don't. And I just can't imagine you fell so
Ron Jaworski.
In love.
I wouldn't take Manziel in the first three rounds.
Well, it depends what day you ask him.
Oh, why? He changed his
stance. Yeah, he's been sort of going back and forth wildly on
Jesus,
that.
Jesus, these experts. Mayock, Jaworski. Stick to it. Fall in love with a guy like I do and be loyal like I am. That's why Deion Buchanan, we'll talk about it in another podcast down the road, as the perfect fit for the Patriots. But just to recap, Patrick Chung knows those t-shirts that he tried to get to take off a few years ago, but I'm not sure ever did for Nike. Back in the building, at the very least, he's in the defensive backfield mix here in New England. How that plays out over the summer and heading into the fall, we will find out down the road. And Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, reportedly in Foxborough for official pre-draft visits. We'll find out how that plays out over the next month as we head towards the May 8th draft. For Paul Perillo, this is Andy Hart with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, the Patrick Chung edition. Peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.